God's people are called Zion maids. Why? Because we are subject to do what the head says to do in Zion. We don't come in Zion making our own rules, living, walking by our own time, showing up when we want to. You high end or somebody, you become an employee with someone's company. Hello? And they said, we'll start work at 7 o'clock and you show up at 8:30. You're not keeping that job. But look how we do God. Show up when we want to. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all might as well say amen or oh me, because it's the truth. But we will get there, scramble speed. If we run late, we'll take chances on passing cars trying to get there on time. But we drag in when we want to. Then say, close to the back door we can get. Looking for the first opportunity for an exit. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just telling what I see. Hallelujah. So what shape? What have I done during the course of the week? What shape and what am I bringing to this assembly? Am I bringing some praise to lift up Jesus, to encourage my brother and sister? I'm just an old deadbeat sitting on the seat. Come on now, y'all got to talk to me this morning. Because if you don't talk, I'm going to talk anyway. Hallelujah. You ought to bring something in your spirit that you have to offer up to God because of what God has done for you through the week. You ought to have a testimony. You ought to have something to offer him for his goodness and what he's done for you. Something he brought you through, and you know he did it. It ought to not be zip lips. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Zion made are God's people of Zion. Zion is the heavenly realm where God is manifested. Or manifest. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me pick up. I don't know if y'all can switch it over. Pick up verse 7 in the passion of the same scripture. Same chapter, verse 7, 1 Peter 2:7. As believers, as who? Believer, you know his great worth. See, you all know how precious, how valuable, how costly God, Jesus is to you. When you couldn't get out of your stuff, he took your place. He went in that death with you. You joined him. And just like he took and died for you, hello, suffered the pain for you, you went through it, but he took the pain. Isn't that something? You died, but he took all the pain. Nobody slapped you in your face. Nobody spit in your face. Nobody speared you in your side. Come on now. Nobody put 39 lashes on your back. But Jesus took them for you. So you ought to know his word. You ought to know his great worth in thee. His what? Preciousness is what? Imparted to you. But for those who do not believe, the stone, what happened to it? That the builder rejected and discarded has now become the cornerstone. Even though they discarded and rejected, it still became the cornerstone. Just because people are rejecting Jesus and rejecting the truth, he's still the truth. He's still the healer, y'all. He's still the redeemer. He's still the savior. He's still the living word. He's still the son of God. Hallelujah. Just because they discard him and try to get his name, and our United States, precious United States of America, have been trying for years, and and this nation was founded for the glory of God, made a declaration, one nation. Am I telling the truth? This is the declaration that we made, this country made. One nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Have you heard them make it in their political speech? But how much have you seen this? And now they get in place and they work hard behind the scene. Come on now. And they've been trying for years to take from our currency and coins, In God We Trust. They're trying to take it off. And we will not sit back and allow this messed up devil and this twisted up world to push off on us. When Jesus had paid his precious blood for us to be free and to live in liberty. I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to play around with the gospel. I'm not going to pick and choose what I preach. I'm going to preach what he instructs me to preach so people can know. Hallelujah. We will not sit here or call into this kingdom to be controlled by anybody else but Holy Spirit. Religion of men's and their idea, their scheme who have come together with Satan have tried to control the church and tell us what we can or cannot preach. I made mention of this earlier. They're trying to make us marry same-sex people. You have no right, and you're not going to do that to me. I don't care what your status is. I don't care how much you own. I don't care how big you look in society. You are not bigger than my God. Then you let that old tired devil jump on you and come dragging yourself up in here. And you can't even open your mouth. Y'all ain't talking to me today. But I'm going to preach anyway. I said, I'm going to preach anyway. Hallelujah. There ought to be some shouts of praise and victory. There ought to be some testimony. There ought to be something God has done. I want to tell it. I can't wait to tell it. Mm-hmm.